A new report sounds the alarm about dangerous chemicals detected in children's products purchased in Albany and Westchester counties and on Long Island. Parents may believe children's products on store shelves have been tested for safety and, for example, if an item of clothing is labeled 100% polyester, then that's what it is. But child safety advocates caution that such products could contain chemicals of concern that might only be detected through expensive testing. Bobby Wilding is Deputy Director of Clean and Healthy New York.
We want people to understand that it is a continuing problem, that we have toxic chemicals that can have lifelong impacts on children's health in the products that they're using every day.
Researchers report finding heavy metals, such as cadmium and antimony, along with flame retardants, showing up in children's products being sold at retail outlets. Wilding notes zipper pulls are a major offender.
It is a problem that we've documented in a series of reports and led to action in Westchester, Albany, and Suffolk counties, but it persists. So we found heavy metals like cadmium and antimony, and we found flame retardants in products.
The toxins are suspected in cases of childhood cancer, asthma, developmental disorders, and infant mortality. Wilding says parents should pay attention to labels and tags.
It actually says on the tag that it contains added flame retardants. There's no law that requires them to be there, and parents can certainly find products that avoid them. So people should be on the lookout for that, not only for kids' products, actually, but for all furniture products.
Speaking Tuesday at the state capitol, Wilding says the paper, entitled Tell Me More, Missing Information on Harmful Chemicals in Children's Products, includes research data from the New York State Department of Health's Wadsworth Laboratory.
And they've actually published studies that document bisphenols, either bisphenol A, BPA, that a lot of folks know used to be in baby bottles and sippy cups, but also alternative bisphenols in the same kinds of products that could be causing the same kinds of harm. So we're basically attempting to show folks that this is still a problem. The legislature has failed to act on these issues, and there's a set of legislation that would really make a difference, both in giving the public access to the information they need through the Toxic Show and Tell Act, and then taking specific actions on certain flame retardant chemicals and bisphenols to make sure that children aren't being exposed needlessly to these harmful chemicals.
Long Island Republican State Senator Phil Boyle is sponsoring legislation that would put restrictions on flame retardants.
These chemicals are very bad for children in a lot of regards to their health, and there's really no need for them in children's products. It really would set it along the lines of the federal standards, and there's no reason that New York is not as if not more protective of our children than the federal government.
Boyle says there's an assembly version of the bill and strong bipartisan support.
I don't see there need to be any opposition to it, and even in this crazy legislative session, which we're coming to an end in, we should be able to pass this bill unanimously.
The report recommends manufacturers and brand owners be transparent about the chemicals in their products. Retailers establish their own chemical management plans while working with vendors to be transparent about the contents of products and phasing out harmful chemicals. Wilding adds counties should be more vigilant.
Albany, Westchester, and Suffolk County all have laws that are not currently being enforced yet that would restrict heavy metals in children's products. But the problem is we need the counties to enforce it.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.